Reality Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
So is blue corn healthy? Now you might be going, blue corn, what's that? Well, if you want to know what it is, go on Google and just put in blue corn. You'll see all kinds of pictures. It really is blue, or at least purplish, I guess. It's one of the oldest varieties of corn, and the bluish hue comes from a group of plant-based antioxidants called anthocyanins. These are the same antioxidants that are found in berries and cherries that give the deep, dark colors to those fruits. But the problem could be the corn itself. So what I'd like to do is review some pros and cons of blue corn. And I want to do this because I do think you're going to see this more and more in the store. So let's educate ourselves on what this is. So before we get into the pros and cons of blue corn, though, let's talk about that blue hue in those anthocyanins. Anthocyanins, as I said, are just a group of plant-based antioxidants. And they are just so good for you. That's why we need to be eating 6, 7, 8, I even think upwards of 9, 10 servings of deep, dark fruits and vegetables. The deeper the color, the greater the content, the higher the concentration of those anthocyanins. So I'm going to run through just a simple list of some of the benefits you can expect from ingesting high levels of anthocyanins. Number one, it helps you metabolize sugar better. That's good, right? It reduces how much sugar gets from your blood into your from your belly into your blood. So it reduces how much sugar ultimately gets into your bloodstream. And once that sugar is in the bloodstream, anthocyanins help you metabolize it. That's number one. Number two, there's evidence showing that these important antioxidants can induce cancer-programmed cell death. What that means is it can go into the cancer cell and cause that cancer cell to commit suicide. That would be a nice, safe way to treat cancers. Lots of good evidence for anthocyanins on all kinds of cancer types, ranging from prostate, certain brain cancers, lymphoma, liver, kidney, it goes on and on. Number three, these deep, dark colored antioxidants help you to metabolize toxins. Now that's huge because we live in a toxic environment. You may not know this, but the average person, according to the EPA in this country, has about 1,000 chemicals floating around their bloodstreams right now. Well, guess what? Anthocyanins help you to metabolize them. Number four, these deep, dark colored antioxidants can help to inhibit inflammation. And that's important because chronic inflammation is the common denominator of all age-related disease. Now, I'm not saying inflammation causes the diseases, but when you have high levels of inflammation, it makes it hard to overcome and treat and have good outcomes in any disease. Number five, these anthocyanins can reduce the what's called capillary permeability, which simply means that it increases the integrity of blood vessels and can boost nitric oxide production, which is important to keeping blood vessels nice and fluid. And then lastly, these anthocyanins, these antioxidants, can actually help to metabolize not just toxins, but carcinogens, toxins that specifically go into your cell inside the nucleus and damage the DNA, which can lead to cancer. So lots of good evidence for anthocyanins, but the classic sources are going to be, as I said at the get-go, berries and cherries. And that's great, but what about blue corn? You're going to start seeing blue corn products in your stores. You're going to start seeing blue corn supplements. So let's talk a little bit about the pros and cons of blue corn. Now, blue corn, first of all, it is just regular corn. What happens is in how it's grown. So it's actually a hybrid of yellow or white corn, but it has more protein than the average white or yellow corn. And again, it has a higher concentrations of these anthocyanins because mostly of where the soil is, where it's grown. So first, let's look at the cons of corn in general. And this is about all corn, okay? Corn is a grain, which means that when you eat a lot of corn, you're going to raise sugar levels in your blood. And we already know we have a lot of sugar issues in this country. We really have to watch what we call blood sugar spikes, which can happen when we eat sugars, simple carbs, and even in this case, corn. So that's one of the big cons here is it is a grain. You're going to get a lot of sugar into your bloodstream. You're going to spike your blood sugar levels, and that ultimately leads to insulin issues and maybe even type 2 diabetes. So we do have to limit the corn because of that fact. But that's really the only downside to it. When we look at the pros greatly outweigh the cons, which was really just about it being a grain. So the pros, number one, blue corn is loaded with those anthocyanins. With a concentration equal to or greater than the anthocyanin concentration of blueberries. As a matter of fact, some studies show that it has a higher antioxidant capacity than any of the berries. I mean, that's pretty impressive. Blue corn, ultimately, because of that high anthocyanin content, the health benefits seem to fall under two categories. Blue corn seems to have anti-cancer effects, and blue corn seems to also have anti-diabetic effects. So first, let's talk about the anti-cancer effects. When you ingest blue corn, right, or you do a blue corn supplement that has a high level of those anthocyanins, those antioxidants reduce the expression of genes involved in the proliferation of tumor cells. And it also seems to suppress the development of colon cancer cells specifically. Now, there's a whole bunch of different genes that are involved in the growth of a cancer. And right now, the research is pretty early on blue corn anthocyanin. So we should see, hopefully, over the next year or two, more research and more publications looking at specific cancers like colon cancer, like prostate, breast, etc. Can blue corn reduce the expression of those cancer genes in those cell lines? So that'll be interesting to see what happens in the next year or two. Now, second, scientists studied rats on a high-fat diet. Now, I know I talk a lot about rats on Healthy Talk, but I have to start somewhere, right? And rats do make good animal models for humans. So they had rats on a high-fat diet, and they divided them into two groups. The test group was supplemented. Their diet was supplemented with purple corn pigment, and those rats were found to be less likely to develop early signs of obesity and diabetes than the control groups. So there you go. You have the downside to blue corn, and all the blue corn that you're going to see in your stores more is the fact that it's a grain. Now, I do believe in eating the food sources and supplementing your diet with pills. However, just keep in mind that if you have sugar issues, you got to watch the amount of blue corn that you're going to eat. Maybe that's where the supplement comes into play, because the supplements should be pretty much the grains removed and should be concentrated anthocyanin. So I would, if you have any sugar issue, I would probably just focus on a supplement. And then, of course, I'm going to go ahead and give you what I think is one of my favorite blue corn recipes. Now, I don't cook, but I really enjoy eating. I watch a lot of Food Channel. So I want to go ahead, before I run out of time, is give you a blue corn tortilla soup recipe. This is really awesome. It's real simple. You just get about a tablespoon of real butter. I believe in real food. A couple large onions, some fresh garlic, some chicken broth, some diced tomatoes and green chilies, and a can of organic vegetarian chili. And you just dump it all into blender, mix it all up, throw in some fresh cilantro, and crush about 60 blue corn tortilla chips in there. And then you just kind of put everything into the pan with the butter and just cook it down to where the chips become soft, and you're going to have one of the most delicious soups you can imagine, and it's loaded with those anthocyanins. Now listen, it's blue corn chips, I get it, but we got to start somewhere. I like this recipe and it works well for me. So how about if I do this? I'll eat the blue corn tortilla soup and then I'll supplement with a blue corn pill. That way I'll get all those anthocyanins. At least that's my plan. All right, so there you go. Blue corn, I do believe, is healthy. Just watch how much you eat. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.